I'm sat in my car. I thought I must quickly record something before I forget about it. I'm just outside Midsummer Place, which is in Milton Keynes, not far from the Apple Store, actually. And all the many, many other very large kind of corporate entities that exist in the centre of Milton Keynes. Milton Keynes doesn't necessarily feel, not to me anyway, that there is a sense of community. It's kind of fractured into smaller communities, but with everybody kind of shopping in the town centre in certain large Tesco's and Asda's, etc., etc., what is happening to the small independent? I thought, what with us, as we can't stop reading in the newspapers, facing a recession, facing the credit crunch, as we call it, what with all of these problems around banking, why don't we just print our own money? Why don't we get together as little individual communities like Lewis did? And I remember Del Boy Dare on Twitter, Derek, he gave me a Lewis pound that had Tom Paine on one side. And I thought, this is brilliant. What better way of keeping money in the community? Apart from that pound that he gave me. That pound that he gave me that he probably got in change when he went to the Lewis Brewery, a small independent retailer of beer. That pound is now an entire pound of profit for that community. How about, for example, not too far away from where I live is the small town of Olney. It might even be a village, I'm not sure. I noticed as I was driving through the other day, they have a Tesco's, one of those small Tesco's Expresses, that they clad in wood and try and make it look small and community-based. And I'm sure they'll get a very happy person in there who will say good morning and good afternoon and thank you very much. And would you like help with your packing? Well, no, I want the village shop back. I want the small community friendly feeling of, I don't know, it just feels more human rather than these large names coming in and just buying everything up. If Olney got about, I don't know, let's say £100,000 set aside, maybe in a bank, and backed up every single Olney pound with a real pound, what great way for the tradespeople within that community to keep the money circulating amongst themselves. I know that where I live, years and years and years and years ago, back in the 1600s, I think, they had the local kind of halfpenny trader coins, where traders would give these coins to one another and keep the money in the community in that way. Could we not return to something like this? And this led me on to thinking, also, not far from Milton Keynes, you've got Bletchley Park. Bletchley Park that desperately needs to raise a lot of money. 9 million, I think, they're short in kind of for sorting out their long-term plan for rebuilding, regeneration, and restoring Bletchley Park to its kind of to a new kind of glory that would mean it's a proper working educational museum. Now, if they had the Bletchley Park pound, you could have Alan Turing on one side, for example, and everybody that wanted to support Bletchley Park could just buy one of these pounds for a pound. If they never spent it in the Bletchley Park shop or in the canteen or in the little post office there, it would be one whole pound of profit going towards Bletchley Park. What a great souvenir as well. I've got a Lewis pound that won't be going back to Lewis. Money that they have printed themselves for their own community. So why don't we just start printing money ourselves? Why don't we say sod the banks? Why don't we start thinking more on a community level? If you've ever read the book by Schumacher called Small is Beautiful, he also wrote A Guide for the Perplexed. You'll see why it's really important we start thinking about the microcosm. So that's a thought I just wanted to get down. Sod the banks, let's start printing our own money. Let's start thinking on a smaller scale. Let's start thinking about how we can keep money within our communities, how we can stop the big shops moving in and ruining what we have. Thanks very much for listening. Documentally.com.